I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone.
Happy anniversary or birthday or whatever you want to call it to Walt Disney World.
And to Jeffrey, his birthday is on the most magical birthday ever.
Isn't that fun?
That is so fun. I'm so jealous.
It's very me. So it's me, Walt Disney World, Epcot in particular.
Yes.
And Julie Andrews.
Oh, I didn't realize that it was her birthday.
Yes, it is very fun. She did a segment for a YouTube episode they did. I've meant to put that online. I'll have to share that with our listeners. Disney Parks did a special YouTube episode with Julie Andrews opening up the video. It's a neat video covering all the new things coming for the 50th.
She was on the ABC special Friday night, too.
And I missed that.
I only watched a little bit of it, and I went to sleep. I was tired, but I recorded it to watch it.
I need to watch it. And so, Lori, before we get more into the Disney 50th, we have some news about one of our listeners.
Yes. We want to say congratulations to one of our very best listeners, Woody Overton, for winning the Male Podcast Host of the Year on the Podcast Awards, which is a real big deal in our podcast community.
Congratulations to Woody Overton, Real Life, Real Crime, Best Male Host, and they were nominated for several more.
For several, and including the biggest award of the night, which is the Top Podcast or Adam Curry Award or something. That's the Top Podcast of the Year.
So just to be nominated is incredible.
Yeah, they had 860-something million votes in that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's impressive. So congratulations to Woody and Cindy and all the team behind Real Life, Real Crime. Most importantly, the lifers over there. And so we know that that is an odd kind of cross-section to go from Real Life and Real Crime to Disney World. But hey, we all have different interests
yes.
out there. And so we have I found out this week that there's a lot of people who are interested in both.
Right,
so after
right.
you're done listening to your Real Life, Real Crime, you know, head on over to us at Southern Charm Magic. And maybe while you're driving to Disney World, you can listen to Real Life, Real
yes.
Crime.
Yes, we'll put the happy into your life after you listen to a little bit of Criminal Activity.
Right, right. And then one of these days, Lori, we're going to talk about Criminal Activity at Walt
oh,
Disney
yeah,
World.
Oh, yeah, that's a good topic.
That's one, and I think we'll have to get Detective Overton to help us out with that.
That'll be a good idea.
Yes, I think we're going to have to look at that. But moving on to Disney World and all the news coming there, Lori, I said last time that the news is coming out of Disney World like water out of a fire
right.
hose.
We cannot keep up.
It's still
it's
true.
So much.
Yep. I mean, that was 2 weeks ago,
right.
And that's still the case.
I read more stuff on the way over here, just driving over here, 5 minutes.
It's insane. And I remember the days when the biggest news was like, oh, there's a new keychain
yes.
on Main Street.
Or one new snack.
One new snack. And obviously the big news out of Disney is the 50th has started.
Yes.
October 1st it started. Really, they've been getting it ready for months and months. So some of the stuff we've seen
already. It's an 18-month celebration.
Yes, that's an important thing to keep in mind. Someone told me recently, they're like, oh no, we missed the 50th anniversary because we weren't there on October 1st.
Mm-mm.
But no, it is 18 months, y'all. I mean, I celebrate my birthday all month long. Disney's going to outdo me.
Outdo you. 18 months.
They've,
a year and a half.
They've done it. So there's so much new stuff. I mean, I just want to cover the big stuff for now.
Yeah.
Lori, today's topic, we want to talk about food. So that's, you know, in honor of my birthday, we're going to talk about my favorite
yes.
topic, food, which we'll get to. But honestly, one of the big things they announced, they have 150 new foods and drinks coming.
So, I mean, all themed to the 50th anniversary. And all of them that I've seen so far, I want every single one of them.
And I just think it's impossible. How am I supposed to get 150 snacks? I mean, I have a few trips coming up.
Right.
But even I can't eat 150 things.
Well, you can let me keep planning you a trip.
Okay. Well, there
yep.
it is. That's
yep.
a solution. And so have you seen any that really jump out at you? What is one of the things that you really want?
I like a lot of the alcoholic drinks. They
oh
look
boy.
Cool.
Oh
I know.
Boy. Well,
I know.
Well, you know, this will not be a surprise to people who know us. And something from one of our favorite attractions, The Carousel of Progress. Oh. They have Uncle Orville's sundae, and he has his own sundae served in a bathtub.
Bathtub in honor of Uncle Orville. I love it.
And so that is a deep dive for Disney. It's rare you see the Carousel of Progress even acknowledged by Disney, but Uncle Orville, that's a deep dive.
It is.
I mean,
that's a very, very traditional Walt Disney attraction. And I think with the 50 years, they're trying to make awareness of everything he did.
Yes, and I love that because some of the foods they pointed out were going to be Walt's favorite.
Yes.
Stuff he wanted to eat. So that's incredible. One of the new things, another new thing that's coming is the new Magic Band Pluses.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I think it sounds really cool.
So the Magic Bands are going to light up. They're going to change colors.
Interactive things with characters. Yeah. Something. I haven't really figured out what they're saying it's going to do.
And it's going to vibrate. And so I was upset because I just ordered a new Magic Band. I found a Magic Band that Disney offered celebrating Liberty Square.
Oh.
And I, you know, love America and Liberty Square. And so I had to get the Magic Band. And no sooner had I ordered it than Disney's like, well, we have a new Magic Band Plus coming out. Well, of course you do, Disney.
But your old ones will work too.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're still making things and upgrading them because they kind of try to do away with them with just using your app. They're trying to make more people use the app, and I don't love that feature, the app feature, so I'd rather have a Magic Band. So I'm glad they're doing some improvements to it.
I would too. I think the Magic Band really has the potential to be equivalent to the wands in Harry Potter World at Universal. And I think that the Magic Band Plus is really going to tap into that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot. They've mentioned stuff already about Star Wars. You know, in Star Wars, I know you're not the biggest Star Wars fan, and I can talk about it all day, but you know, Star Wars, you use the Force. And
right.
Harry Potter, you use magic. And we can make the difference between those two. But there's just a lot of potential with the Magic
Band. I think so, too. I can't wait to see what the features it's really going to do and how it's going
to
work.
I'm excited to see it. But speaking of Star Wars, we have an opening date.
I know.
It is opening when, Lori?
March the 1st of 2022. So, in just a few months.
It's so expensive.
It's so expensive.
It looks expensive. Can we just take a tour?
I know. That's what I want. But my kids, both of them, they are very excited about this.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh.
And I am just not wanting to pay that price. I would rather stay at the Grand Floridian and not deal with the Star Wars stuff. But I think that we need to try every hotel on property. So maybe so.
You got to try it all. But speaking of Grand Floridian, they had some news this week.
Yes. The upgrades of the lobby, which I didn't even really realize, right?
Well, I think they're changing part of the hotel.
Yeah.
For now, they're upgrading the room studio. Right?
Maybe I just saw a lot of talk about the lobby this week.
Well, we'll talk about lobbies in a second, but they have the new color scheme coming to Grand Floridian, and I think that's going to be neat. But the big four, there's four big things that are opening at Disney in honor of the 50th. And we have to talk about those. The first one, Ratatouille, Remy's Adventure is open at Epcot.
I can't wait to ride that.
I cannot wait to ride it. It looks real fun.
It does.
Again, it's kind of copy and pasted from Disneyland Paris, for those who have seen that on YouTube or experienced that. But I'm really anxious to see
that. I just hope I get a boarding, or whatever they call it, a group.
So it seems like you're going to have to do a boarding pass for that. You're going to have to wake up at 7 a.m. just like you did Rise of the Resistance.
And I never got one for Rise of the Resistance.
But speaking of Rise of the Resistance, it moved to a standby queue.
Oh, standby queue.
Standby. They got rid of the virtual, and so it's just going to be standby.
Did you see the lines the first day it went to that?
Yes. Was it 220 or something?
Yes.
So, you know, plan accordingly, Star Wars fans.
It doesn't mean you can't do it, and doesn't mean the line's going to always be that long. But I think it'll die down soon, but
it will. It will. And so it's something to keep your eye on.
Make sure you do it. You try to do it first.
Yes. Do it first.
And be there early.
Get there early. Rope drop it.
Yes.
And make sure you're in line in time to do all that, because you definitely want to experience that as a Star Wars fan. The next three things that we have, three new shows at Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom. Where is Hollywood's show? Poor Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. When's Fantasmic ever going to open back?
Where? Justice for Fantasmic. Where are
they? They opened the Beauty and the Beast show back up.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. So we need Fantasmic back open.
Yes.
We need to get to the bottom of that.
I haven't heard anything.
And better fireworks shows at Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. But the three shows that did open. First off, we have Enchantment at Magic Kingdom replacing Happily Ever After. A lot of backlash on the internet for that.
Yeah, a lot.
People are sad to see Happily Ever After go. I'm still upset about Wishes, so yes. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Heck, I'm actually, this will date me a little bit, after all, it was just my birthday. But I remember Fantasy in the Sky.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, the technology is bigger and better than ever before, but we will see how it goes. I purposely didn't watch it yet. I want to experience
it. Right, you're going to see it. I did watch it. I watched it the other day. I did not think it was terrible.
Well, that's a glowing review.
Right. I didn't think it was terrible. I miss Wishes, but I've just read so many bad things. I feel like people are just really underwhelmed for everything that they've hyped up for the 50th anniversary, especially that. So we'll see.
I think the only way to prove that, Lori, we have to go.
We have to go. I agree.
And report back. So the next big thing opening is Harmonious at Epcot.
Yeah.
That replaced Happily. Epcot Forever.
Yes.
Which was a nice temporary show with kites, incidentally, which we'll talk about in a second. but it also replaced Illuminations. And I was never an Illuminations fan.
Neither was I. Really? Ever, and ever, so ever.
A lot of people are very upset about losing Illuminations. I'm not. So Harmonious also getting some critiques.
Yeah. Online. And, you know, last episode I talked about how I was not excited about the lights on the ball, but I do think that part looked really cool in the videos.
It looks really neat. So, you know, I'm trying to avoid spoilers, but if you open social media, you cannot avoid them.
Yes. Yeah,
especially images. I mean, you can kind of stop the videos, but.
But I the pieces of the videos I have seen, I just can't even describe it. So I have to see it in person. Like, I cannot even make any guesses because the little pieces that I saw, I don't even know what it was.
And so we have to, again, we have to check it out in person. Yes. And the last big show that opened for the 50th at Animal Kingdom was Kite Tales.
Yes.
Lori, we've seen the videos from Kite Tales. What did you think?
So I don't want to be negative, Nelly, this whole show about the 50th. This Kite Tales seems so crazy to me. And I don't know. I know that we said I did not like the Nemo show at Animal Kingdom before. I just always remember them running around with fish on sticks. And that was so odd to me. And this is what Kite Tales reminds me of. It reminds me of those fish on sticks from Nemo. Like, they're running around with kites. Like, that's really weird. And they even had a crash into the audience on the first day.
Well, first of all, we're talking about food later today. So, you talking about fish on sticks makes me really want a fish stick.
Yes.
Go to England and get some fish and
chips.
Yo,
that's one of my favorites.
But, you know, the kites, they look like something. They look like something that may be a little homemade. Maybe?
Yes, it's just really odd.
It's you know, they're limited at Animal Kingdom.
You can't
do fireworks.
You're right. Animals.
You'll upset the tigers.
Right.
And
let's not do that.
Let's not upset the tigers or the large carnivores
right.
that they have over
no.
there. Can't do that. But they had Rivers of Light. I don't know if you ever saw
Rivers
of Light.
I did never see it.
I did. It was neat, but it was, you know, I really would like to see Animal Kingdom have something like World of Color, which
yes.
is that California Adventure, which just
yes.
uses, you know, lasers and waters and
mm-hmm.
stuff. I think a lot of that is being used at Harmonious, but this Kite Tales, it's
yeah.
just a little kind of afternoon county fair type of thing. We would say parish fair here.
Parish fair.
But, you know, it's just kind of not what you expect from Disney, maybe.
I mean, maybe if you're tired and you want to have a seat and rest a little bit.
But again, we have to see it in person.
But again, right. And I did read something about that on the way here. If you are eating at Flame Tree Barbecue around the time that goes on, they say that's a better view for Kite Tales than it is if you sit in the crowd.
I love Flame Tree Barbecue.
Yes. I haven't eaten it, but I hear really good things about it.
Oh, it's
my husband has.
It's delicious. Highly recommend it. I have a mishap tale from that, which we'll have to save for another day. So, mishap at Flame Tree Barbecue. Here, just a professional tip. Do not eat in the dark. Just don't do it. You will accidentally swallow a chicken bone. Again, story for another day. But speaking of Animal Kingdom, this is not official news by Disney, but all the bloggers have reported that Primeval World is getting demolished.
Yes. I saw a lot of pictures of it. You haven't seen them?
I did see some pictures
of it. It's like a big picture of rubble.
But again, Disney will not confirm something, you know, unless they really want to.
Yes.
So remember, they didn't confirm Bay Lake Tower as it was being built.
Yes.
You know, it was clearly being built, and Disney's like, we don't know what that is.
Yeah, why wouldn't they confirm this? Though there's a big pile of rubble on the ground.
So, you know, they confirm things by kind of erasing them off the map.
I think
that was the case.
Yes.
They erased it off the map. And so I don't know what's going there.
I don't either. It's going to be a big area. Something has to go there.
I'm not going to miss it. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
But I think the key to that, the key is that Disney has so much more. Disney is making this an 18-month celebration.
Yes.
Because of how much new stuff is
Yes.
coming. So let's keep an eye on Primeval World and what goes on over in Dinoland USA.
Yeah.
But you were speaking about lobbies earlier. The big news coming out of Disney this past week was the new Contemporary Lobby. I didn't know that was under construction.
I did a little bit, but then I forgot that I read about it, so I haven't been keeping up with it, and I didn't realize that it opened back, so I hadn't seen any pictures. You saw the pictures?
I did.
What, was it good looking?
It looks neat. It's very retro, and so they have a lot of nods and inspiration from Mary Blair.
Oh, okay.
And Mary Blair, of course, did the big mural in the concourse of the lobby.
Okay.
And of course, she was famous for her work on It's a Small World.
Yeah.
Anyone who's familiar with Disney history, look into Mary Blair. If you're not familiar with her, I was going to say those who are familiar with Disney history know that name very well, but she was very famous for her use of color and designs.
Yeah.
So if you've been through the Contemporary on the monorail, or you've ridden It's a Small World, you've seen Mary Blair's work. And so the lobbies like that is very retro. It's kind of like you're walking into 1971.
Well, I'm glad that they did it, because I feel like the Contemporary is very retro looking.
Well, it's funny because it says Contemporary,
yes.
but it's set in the 70s.
Yes.
And of course, The Incredibles recently.
I know.
They took over
yeah.
some rooms. And it's there, you know, I can't even tell you what year The Incredibles takes place in. It's like modern technology, but set in the 60s. I don't know. So Contemporary, it's a vibe though, right?
And it's a vibe.
They say it's a vibe. And the last bit of news coming out of Disney this week, they announced that Alexa from
yes.
Amazon is going to be in every single room.
They're kind of partnered with Disney. It's Hey Mickey. It's not Hey Alexa. It's
oh.
Hey Mickey.
Oh.
And it's like this little box that looks like Mickey Mouse.
So, Hey Mickey, you're so fine. Plan
yeah.
my day.
Mm-hmm. So, and you can have it at home too.
Okay.
You can have Hey Mickey at home.
So in that YouTube video I mentioned earlier with Julie Andrews, there is a video of them playing with that technology.
Oh, really?
And one of the questions they ask it in the video is, hey, when is the next bus to Epcot?
Oh.
Or something like that. And so that will be very handy because
I
know we've all been in our hotel rooms throwing stuff around, looking for a magic band.
Yes.
Thinking we're going to miss the bus.
Oh, that's
you know,
awesome.
And so that was just... That would be so incredible. That's one thing that Disney, I think, really has an opportunity to get a better handle on is the bus
yes.
times. Because
yes.
you'll be sitting there and that time will change
over
completely,
and over.
You know, from, you know, like a 20-minute span, you know. And so if they could nail that down.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But knowing from your hotel room rather than going out to the
and waiting.
To the stop
mm-hmm.
and looking at it would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot more stuff they can do. Probably, I'm guessing it'll tie into the Genie Plus and
probably so.
Stuff.
Which they still haven't given many more details about that.
No, and so again, we are just waiting for more news. More and more news is coming out about the 50th. Another thing they announced, Guardians of the Galaxy has an opening year.
yeah, opening year, I know. And that's a huge thing. A lot of people ask me when I'm planning their trips, when it's going to open. And until this week, I didn't even know because originally, after the pandemic, they were like, nope, 2023. But now they said opening in 2022. Well, when in 2022? Because that affects a lot of people's travel time, but they have not said yet.
And I'm looking forward to it. I'm not the biggest Guardians of the Galaxy
yeah, me
fan,
either.
But I think the ride is going to be exciting.
Yeah.
There's a lot more details they released about it. It'll be a lot of fun and add a lot of new energy.
Is it going to go upside down?
I hope not.
Me too.
I think it's going to go in reverse, though.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll ride Expedition Everest. I just don't want to go upside
down.
Well,
they have announced that it's going to be a family coaster.
Okay, then it's not going to go upside down. Perfect.
So family coaster is more like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yes, that's all for me.
Slinky Dog Dash and all that. So the big question mark, the one thing we haven't seen from Disney yet is Tron.
I know, but you could see that construction like big time. I see people post pictures. That one looks scary. I'm not going to ride it, but it's going to be a lot of fun for big thrill seekers.
It looks neat, but again, it looks I don't know. The construction looks good from the outside. I know. Like, can they not open it soon?
Well, because they do testing for so long. That's a whole nother phase of their construction. And their testing lasts so long because they want to ensure the safety of their rides big time. That's why I love Disney.
Well, we certainly hope it's safe because we're going to get on it. Well, you're not going to get on it. So, all right. So, Laura, you can hold all my stuff.
Yes.
While I go, okay, that's perfect. That works for me.
Yes.
So, I think that's all the news. I mean, that's a lot of news.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So, again, y'all, it's coming out like water out of a water hose. It is a lot of news. And so, you know, to stay posted on this, we're on top of it and we will keep you all posted. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about food.
Yum.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in Louisiana or Mississippi? Contact Realtor Aaron Goolsby with Covington & Associates Real Estate at 225-667-3711 or 225-571-4149. Aaron Goolsby is a licensed realtor in the states of Louisiana and Mississippi.
Welcome back. Let's talk about some food.
One of our favorite perks of Disney World.
So I think we have to start off with a disclaimer. So Lori and I are from South Louisiana.
Yes.
And we have the best food in the world. Can we agree to that?
The best food in the
world.
Okay,
you agree yes. with me on that?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, Disney World does have some great food.
They
I'm
do.
Not going to lie. So maybe second best?
Maybe second best. I have a hard time finding food that I love anywhere in the whole world. So... this is hard. This is a hard topic for me, but it is still fun. Disney World makes it fun. It's fun food.
It's fun, and we're going to talk about theming a lot. So what we want to talk about today is our favorite table service restaurants at the parks.
Yes.
And so another way to look at it is maybe table service at the resorts. I think that's another episode for another day. But we want to talk about at the parks because most people go to all the parks.
Yes.
You're probably not going to go to all the hotels.
You're right.
But you should, and we'll talk about that
yeah,
at another time.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things.
But Lori, when I say table service, tell people what I mean by that.
It's a restaurant where you are going to sit down and be brought your meals, not like a quick service counter service restaurant. It takes a little more time. It has wait staff, you know.
Right. Basically, you're going to have a waiter.
Yes.
You know, and so Disney has some great, great counter service, quick service.
Yes.
I think officially quick service, right?
Yes.
I think we call it counter service.
Yeah, quick service.
And counter service, we're talking about something like, you know, a Zia's or mm-hmm. Something like that where you just go up to the counter and order. But this, we're talking about an actual service with the waiter. And so we want to talk about all, I think the best way to do this, Lori, just talk about our two favorites at each park, and we have not shared what our favorites
nope.
are. We do.
Nope.
I do not know yours.
Mm-mm.
I don't think you know mine.
Mm-mm.
Because we have to think about it. But to start off, I think everyone needs to know. Well, okay, we're talking about their favorites. What about their non-favorites?
Right.
I think we'll start off with each park. As we work through them, just saying what the options are at each place. So, Lori, what are the options at Magic Kingdom?
They have Be Our Guest Restaurant, Cinderella's Royal Table. That is in the castle. Crystal Palace, the Diamond Horseshoe, which is not open all the time. The Jungle Navigation Company, Skipper Cantina, Liberty Tree Tavern, the Plaza Restaurant, and Tony's Town Square.
So it's eight. So you have eight table service
yes.
options in the Magic Kingdom. So we'll start off with number one for you, Lori. What's your number one?
The Plaza Restaurant on
the
Main
Plaza
Street.
What?
Yes.
What?
I love it. It has very special memories for me with the mayor, the old mayor that was on Main Street. Do you remember him? He passed away a few years ago.
I never got to meet him.
Oh,
isn't
he was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And he has some friends, the Main Street USA. I don't remember what you call her. I haven't seen her in a couple of years.
But they're the Citizens of Main Street.
Citizens
right?
of Main Street, yes. Mm-hmm. And one of the ladies, she always said, toodaloo. To everybody, and she was so full of personality, and she remembered us each time she saw us on Main Street from the very first time meeting her, because my son said something very embarrassing. That's a whole nother story I cannot get into right now because it was so embarrassing.
Okay.
But she remembered us and always talked to us, and the mayor's the same thing because the Plaza is our favorite, and they always ended up, once they go to Main Street and mingle with the guest, they always go and make rounds at the Plaza Restaurant, and they always vote on a mayor of the day. They always would pick a kid to be the mayor of the day on Main Street. It was really neat. It's really neat. They haven't done that since the pandemic, but it was really cool.
I had no idea.
The food. I can't. Have you eaten there?
I have.
You don't love the food and the dessert?
I got a sandwich and fries.
No, I love it.
What kind of food is over there? What are we looking
More at? American-like. They have, my favorite is the club sandwich, the best club sandwich ever. And their french fries are awesome. But the dessert, oh man, the dessert is so good.
Is it?
Yes, because okay. If you get an ice cream sundae, they go to the Plaza Ice Cream okay. right next door, and you can get any kind of sundae you want. Oh, it's really good.
Well, now I want an ice cream sundae.
Yes, me too. It's so good.
Oh, well. So that's awesome.
Yes.
My number one at Magic Kingdom has to be Be Our Guest.
Yeah.
And that is obviously themed to the Beast Castle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
And it is the best themed restaurant, I guess I would say, on property.
I think so too.
I would say in the entire of Walt Disney World.
I think
World.
So too.
One of the thing that cracks me up about that is how long it took to build that. You know, that came out in the early 90s, like 1991.
Yeah.
And it took them over 20 years to build their most famous restaurant, their most famous song, Be Our Guest. I mean, you know, it took a while. And so that is French food. It's kind of French and American.
Yes, combined. And that restaurant, actually, I think it was one of their first to have counter service, quick service meal for breakfast and lunch that turns into a table service meal at night.
But not right now.
It's not right now?
Not right now. It's just table service, from what I understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they don't have breakfast right now.
Yeah, they had a great lunch option for quick service. Absolutely delicious. And then you and I have been for dinner.
And I go almost every trip there for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so Be Our Guest, they have three rooms. They have the West Wing.
Yes.
Which is forbidden for all the Disney fans out there, but you can go in. The ballroom, which is iconic. And then they have the garden room, which is kind of this generic
room. Is that where we sat last time?
Yes. We sat in the garden room or whatever it's called.
I think that's the overfill,
so
maybe.
So the theme in there is just on point.
It is
the most well-done thing.
It's pretty at Christmas time, too.
Very pretty because it's kind of set in the winter. There's snow falling in the ballroom. Just fantastic. You can't beat that. And then I like the food.
I like the food as well.
And so what's your number two over there?
Be Our Guest.
Well, there it is. I think we have a 1-2 punch for Be Our Guest.
The gray stuff.
It's delicious.
It's delicious. And they have a very good, I mean, I know at the end of the day, a lot of adults, not all, but a lot of adults are ready for an adult beverage, and they have a great wine selection there.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, and that's, I think, the only place to get alcohol at Magic Kingdom?
All their table services, you can get alcohol now.
That's new.
It started as the only place to get it, but all of them have it. Oh, going back to the Plaza, they have the best sangria I've ever had.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, so if you're a sangria fan.
Yeah, it's great. It's mine and my sister's very favorite drink in the parks.
That's unique.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And so my second favorite over at Magic Kingdom, I'm going to go with Crystal Palace for breakfast.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
That's so odd.
Is it? It's, well, you know, Laura, I love a good buffet.
Oh, you're right.
And it
right.
is a good buffet. It is a great breakfast buffet.
You can't mess up breakfast,
And
though.
They have the four Winnie the Pooh characters
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
that is
cute.
Where normally, in normal times, you would meet Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore, and Piglet. Right now, I think they were on the balcony waving at people.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still are.
I think so.
But I love a good buffet. And they have, if you get at the right table, and I've been very fortunate with my table settings, you can see the castle.
Yes.
And so you look out over
That's the same thing with the Plaza, because it's opposite of the...
Right. They're kind of on opposite sides. So you and I are both kind of drawn to Main Street USA.
Yes.
That classic Disney. Mm-hmm. Just can't be beat. That old Americana options. And so I love Crystal Palace. I've never been for dinner. Have plans to go soon.
I've been for dinner.
Okay.
I'm going to let you make an opinion
American,
on there.
Okay. Well, it's American American food.
It's good for kids. It's a very good choice for kids. And I think that's why Jeffrey's going to like it.
Because I love my chicken nuggets and my macaroni.
It's a great choice for kids. But I need to go back and touch on Be Our Guest. The Beast makes an appearance.
Yes.
While you're eating, you used to be able to take a picture with him after your meal, but he will make his appearance going through the restaurant. There, you know, he's got to go because he's the boss of the restaurant, so he has to go check on all his servers and make sure they're doing a good job.
I love it.
Yep.
And so
it's fun.
Since we double dipped on Be Our Guest, let's name a runner up. If the third option there, if you were doing a third meal at the Magic Kingdom, where would you go?
Cinderella's Royal Table.
In the castle?
In the castle.
Classic. Can't beat that.
I've been lucky. I've seen proposals there that were pretty neat. I've been there during the fireworks show. So being in the castle during the fireworks show is pretty awesome. The service is incredible. You cannot beat the service in Cinderella's Royal Table. My son, in which I'm going to touch on this for a minute. If your child doesn't like what's on the menu, if you most all restaurants in Disney World will find something, even if they have to go to another restaurant, to make your kid be able to eat supper.
That's a great tip. Yes. So what do you mean, Laura? I think I've seen this happen before. So you're talking about, you know, you're at a Cinderella's Table is a steakhouse.
Yes.
More or less. So what mm-hmm. will they bring your kid if your kid's like, I'm not eating steak?
Chicken nuggets, pizza.
Oh, I would like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yep.
So I'd be down for that.
But yeah, Cinderella's Royal Table, it's a great experience. It was hard for me to pick two restaurants there because I think those three are probably, I mean, I rate them all the same.
It's hard to top that,
yeah.
Eating in the castle.
Right. I mean, especially if you have little girls. It's normally all the princesses. It's a princess character meal, but with that pandemic, that's not available yet. But Cinderella herself, I have seen people post pictures of her going through the castle and, you know, waving. And you get a little toy, a boy. They have a boy toy and a girl toy before you leave. All of you, like men, women, everybody.
Adults too?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It has been a while since I've been there. I haven't been since I was a kid. And so that may be worth checking out again. I love it. My honorable mention at Magic Kingdom, probably Liberty Tree Tavern.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is kind of set in colonial America.
Yes, I love that.
Again, in Liberty Square. I'm a fan. And that's a Thanksgiving feast. Mm-hmm. You know, it's turkey mm-hmm. and pot roast and mashed potatoes and gravy.
And you don't love vegetables, but they have the best salad I've ever had.
I would not know about the vegetables.
I think it's a harvest salad or something. It's really, really good.
You know, now that you say that, I did go on my last trip, and I think I told them just
not to bring
them.
Because mm-hmm. they bring you a big bowl of salad, and like, for your whole family.
What am I going to do with that?
It's so good.
Well, okay, next time we go, you can have mine.
I want it.
That's how we're going to settle that. So plenty of good options at the Magic Kingdom. You will not go hungry. And again, that's just the table service.
Yes.
Talking about. There's plenty of quick service options
that
we'll talk about another
time. Yeah, because those are really good at Magic Kingdom.
So moving on, park hopping now. We're going to park hop over to Epcot.
We're going to ride the monorail over there.
We're going to ride the monorail over to Epcot, which is one of my favorite things to do.
Me too.
And it is so... The thing about Epcot that I want to say, it is an embarrassment of riches when it comes to table service restaurants. And preparing for today, I discovered that there are more table service restaurants at Epcot than the other three parks combined.
But let's talk about why they have that many.
Why?
The countries. They want you to have the experience of the countries.
Every single country has a restaurant or two.
Yes.
Or two. And so I am going to just quickly read those off. Y'all bear with me. Try not to go to sleep as I go through this, but I want y'all to be aware of all your options at Epcot. There's 20 of them, so I'll just go through them real quick for us. Coral Reef, Garden Grill, Space 220, Acre House Royal Banquet Hall, Beer Garden, Chefs de France, La Hacienda de San Anel, Le Cellier, Monsieur Paul, Nine Dragons, Restaurant Marrakesh, Rose and Crown Pub, San Anel Inn, Spice Road Table, Takumite, Tepanedo, Tokyo Dining, Tutto Gusto, Tutto Italia, and Via Napoli.
I'm so glad you read those. You did a good job saying all those names.
Well, Lori, I'm going to need your translation for the ones in Mexico, please,
as a student of Spanish. Still just a few weeks into my Spanish class.
Okay, so we'll work on that.
Yes.
So an embarrassment of riches. Obviously, Space 220 is the newest one. We can't speak to that.
Yes.
Looks incredible.
It does.
But Lori, what is your number one at Epcot? Where are you going?
The Garden Grill for breakfast, which is not available right now and hasn't been. But it is. The food is incredible.
What kind of food is it?
It's like breakfast. Oh, it's breakfast. Just a regular breakfast. But it's like a family style. It all comes in a like a skillet. Everything comes in a skillet. Eggs, hash browns, the best hash browns. They're little tater tots. And bacon and sausage. And they have the best sticky bun rolls in its own little skillet. That's incredible.
And I think that there is something very unique about Garden Grill. And what is that?
Oh, the care. It spins.
It spins.
It spins.
And that's the only restaurant that spins at Disney.
Yes. World, and it spins very slowly around, and you can see the land ride. It's in the land pavilion.
So you look over living with the land.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a really neat restaurant. I actually used to be scared of it when I was a little kid.
Because you'd spin right off.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was scared. I told my mom it made me sick. All kinds of weird things that I was a weird kid. But it's been around. That restaurant's been around a long time, but they've changed it. But the food, and a lot of the food in the land, and I think in a lot of Disney restaurants actually, are made from all the stuff they make in the land, like from the vegetables and all that.
Oh, that's incredible.
Like almost everything they make is from that little, the land ride where they make.
So it doesn't get fresher than that.
Yes. And it's really, really good. And they have really good mimosas.
And what characters can you meet there?
Mickey Mouse, Pluto, sometimes Pluto, Chip and Dale.
I love that.
Yeah. And they're dressed like farmers.
I love
that. Because it's like a harvest man. It's really, really good. And it's good at dinner, too. It's not the best, but the breakfast, you have to try it. I have done nothing but talk about that place. It's the very first time I ate it. We normally eat it once or twice, sometimes twice on my trip.
Oh, wow.
But it's not open right now for breakfast.
So just spoiler alert, that is, I'll go ahead and say, Garden Grill for lunch or dinner is my number two choice. That's my number two recommendation at Epcot. Because there is so much. It's character. It overlooks an attraction. It spins. It's all you can eat. It checks a lot of boxes. And
yes.
It's fresh.
It's fresh.
It's rare that I eat something fresh, so I think that's my help. That's my healthy food for this
trip. So what's your number one?
Number one, it may surprise some people, it is actually Nine Dragons over at China.
Oh, really?
It is absolutely delicious food. The service is incredible. The food is delicious. I love Chinese food. My big advice for Epcot, here's my advice for Epcot. Everyone's like, what country should I eat in?
Right.
What cuisine do you like? That's my question to you, because they have the 11 countries at Epcot.
Yes.
And you should go, if you like Italian, you should go to the Italy Pavilion. If you
yes.
like Japanese, you should go to the Japan Pavilion. You have all these options available to you. That is my advice. Go to what you like. I really like several of the cuisines around World Showcase. I really do. But China, to me, has just, I've always had a good experience there. It's just always been solid to me. And so that
a lot of people like that place.
I really do like it. And so whatever your taste is, I tell people, if you go to Epcot and leave hungry or unhappy, I can't help you.
Right. I mean, because that's all we do there.
And if you want American, they don't have an American table service there in World Showcase, but they have the great quick service.
They do. The new one. Have you had the
barbecue?
New one?
Of course, with the Muppet theme over there at in the American Pavilion. But what is your number two at Epcot?
Well, I have a disclaimer. I actually could not pick a number two.
Uh-oh.
I barely could pick my tie. I have a tie for number two.
Oh.
Yeah. Rose and Crown Pub.
Britain.
Yes, it's because British. I love anything British.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
British. All right.
I love it. I love, love, love. So I love that place. And Via Napoli.
Oh.
I love it.
I've only been to Via Napoli once. For the pizza, but I liked it.
Yeah, Avery and I went one time, the first time I ate there, and we had the deluxe dining plan, which that's changed, so let's not set this in stone. But so we got an appetizer, a entree, and a dessert, and we ate so much food, we had to cancel our dinner. That was for lunch. We ate so much food. Like, I was full until I went to sleep. But the Rose and Crown Pub, they have something called mushy peas.
What is that?
I knew you would never,
I don't even know what it is.
Would probably have never ordered it, but they talked me into it because they have, before the pandemic, all the servers and all these restaurants, you know, were native to that country that it's about. So they could tell you a lot. Well, mushy peas, I really don't know what it is. I looked it up before. I mean, it's peas and they're mushy and it's green, but I cannot describe it, but it's really, really good. If you ever go, get the mushy peas. I got fish and chips and mushy peas.
Opt out.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, you got
me
talking about the fish and chips earlier, talking about cocktails. So now it's like, well, now I need the fish and chips.
Yes.
But probably a great place to go. They have waterside dining there. That's one
yes.
of the places where they have, you could probably have a good view of Harmonious there, I would imagine.
So now that, before the pandemic, when everything was normal, if you ate there at a certain time, you were automatically brought out to their terrace. Like, you had a reserved spot to be able to watch it. Now you can, get a specialized dinner package for that.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
They actually went on sale or were able to book last week, and they were so hard to get.
So we recommend that for fireworks.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. All right. For sure. But there's other restaurants that have, you if you get the...
I think the big one is Spice Road Table.
Yeah,
they have
yeah,
the waterside yeah, seating. I'm not sure. And then I know that there's a, I think, a quick service option over in Mexico.
Yeah.
Where you
oh, yeah, that's a really good. I've done that a whole bunch.
And so, again, you and I, again, double dip. So you hear us, you know, having a consensus on some of these places. What's option number three for maybe a unique thing in Epcot where you'd send people? What?
I think the, La Hacienda de Saint Angel. I don't.
Well, I'm sighing here because that's what I was going to say. So
again,
you hear consensus because it's, I love that pavilion. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, inside. That's why it's not the food for me. It's mm-hmm, the theming of that restaurant. But yes.
So you go inside of the Mexico Pavilion.
Yes.
And you are set in a nighttime setting in Mexico and you get to watch
like you're
the
on the streets.
Go by.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like you're on the streets. And I've been to Mexico, to the interior of Mexico, and can confirm it. They do a really good job of.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. And so it's just beautiful. And I mean, I can't speak to the food so much.
Right. It's the theming. And right, that's what a huge thing about Disney's dining is. It's fun. That's what
the theme can't be beat.
No.
You know, it's fantastic. And so, yeah. So, all right, let's continue our park hopping here. Let's head over to Hollywood Studios. I guess we can take the Skyliner, right?
Yes.
We can take the Skyliner mm-hmm, or a boat.
Or I think you can walk. You can walk through the boardwalk.
Well, we've eaten so much.
Yeah, we need to walk probably.
I think we may need to walk over there. You're right. It's a long walk down the boardwalk. But it'd be nice. And so, but
Hollywood, I'm going to let you say you're number one in Hollywood first.
Well, let's tell people what our five, there's only five options there.
Oh yeah, only five.
What are the five options, Lori?
The 50s Primetime Cafe, Hollywood Brown Derby, Hollywood and Vine Restaurant, Mama Melrose's, and Sci-Fi Dine-In.
So my number one, far and away, I love the 50s Primetime Cafe. That is my go-to place, despite how... many awkward experiences I can have
yes,
there. So we have to tell y'all what that's like. So the 50s Primetime Cafe is set in the 1950s. You go into a 1950s home, like a kitchen,
yes,
and you are served by a cousin or an aunt or an uncle.
Yep.
And they, so keep in mind that they mess with you here. So I cannot get my mom to go into this restaurant.
Oh, my husband will not either.
Really?
No.
Okay, so they can wait outside.
Yeah,
while
they're gonna be too uptight for sci-fi.
They mess with you.
Sorry.
So like they'll throw the silverware on the table and say you need to set the table.
Yes.
They will fuss at you if you put your elbows on the table.
Or if you don't eat all your food.
Very problematic for me is the vegetables.
I know. I bet you get in trouble a lot for your vegetables.
Oh, you have no idea. I have to like tip the waiter to the side. Like, hey, look, bud, this isn't working out.
And I still want my dessert.
And so I think you and I were together last time. I got to sample the PB&J milkshake.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's famous.
Yeah,
famous
I didn't eat that day. I don't think.
You didn't eat that
day. I had a little appetizer with onion ring.
And so it's fun. So you need to go in there. Let us prepare you, if nothing else. It's great American food. It's American home style, like fried chicken.
Yeah, it's good.
Roast.
It is good.
It's home style food, but the waiters will mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, you have to just kind of brace yourself and be in that mood. If you are just having a day, you are having a bad day, like that is not the time.
You're right. Ooh, you're right. That's why. And if you're a little uptight and wound up, like my husband and your mom, a little bit.
Uh-oh.
We love y'all, but
we
you know
love y'all. Don't listen to this episode.
Yeah, forward, forward. Y'all do not like it, but it is a fun. It is fun.
It's fun. So with that, so what's your number one over there?
I'm gonna have to go with Sci-Fi Dine-In, just because it's my kid's very favorite. Like that's a dining reservation I have to secure each trip. It is not my favorite. I don't like how dark it is, as I'm so blind I can't see. It's so dark, but it's just set up like you're in an old, like 50s drive-in movie theater. It's like you sit in little cars. It's very cute. I think the theming is so cute.
It's one of the most Instagrammable places.
Oh, you're right. It's hard to get a picture, though.
I read an article recently a while back about some of the, you know, the best places in Disney, and that was one of the most Instagrammable because
how?
It is so fun.
The lighting.
And the, well, you know.
It's so hard.
The use in their fancy technology.
Yeah, they are, because I can't figure it out, because I can't ever see it.
So you go, what's the cuisine like in there? It's all
kind of American. It's a very good burger.
Mm-hmm.
Very good burger.
It's, But you watch the sci-fi movies, like I think like King Kong is on, like maybe Alien stuff. And so, but
and
it's
you can
fun.
See them. It looks like the concession stand for the kitchen area. It looks like the concession stand for old drive-in theater.
I didn't even notice that on
Yeah, you
got to
turn around. And there's picnic tables that people sit at. They don't sit in the car. There's picnic tables back there by the concession. I'd be mad if I got set.
Yeah, I'd say I'd be mad. Like, I'm here to sit in the vehicle.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't really make sense how the table is in the vehicle, but I want the vehicle.
Yeah. And yeah, because sometimes you get extra passengers in your car that you don't know. Have you ever had that happen?
No, dislike that.
Yeah, it's really awkward. Mm-hmm.
Well, awkward and me go hand in hand. But so full disclosure, that was my number two.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
My number two at sci-fi. So what is your number
two? Well, my number two was 50s Prime Time. Just so. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why that one is mine. Because we've already talked about it. But it's mine because I love the 50s in Christmas time. Like, I am a huge vintage Christmas collector, and at Christmas time, it looks like a retro house with retro Christmas stuff, and I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, they decorate for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. They have like an old-timey Christmas tree with all the stuff that I like.
Yep. Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. we'll
in the little, you know where the living room is?
Yes.
That's where it is. I love it.
Oh, well, I need to put that on my list to go check out.
But I'll tell you a runner-up, and I like to sit at the bar outside when my kids are riding rides that I don't like at Hollywood. What studio is the Hollywood Brown Derby? I've eaten lunch there once, and I haven't been in years, and I keep telling myself that I'm going to go because I think my husband would really like this one. I think your mama, I think they might kind of be the same person. I think that's a nice little place. They have good champagne there.
Oh, well, that's important.
Yes.
Let's
send
them there.
I like to sit. They have an outside bar there, and you can just go sit there and not eat the restaurant. But I do think that's a great restaurant for a lot of people to go if they want something nice.
Now, that is the one, remind me, that is themed to a real restaurant in Hollywood, right?
Uh-huh, it is.
It's themed like yes. to some, to a
I
real place.
I think it's
place.
The Brown Derby. It might be called that.
The Brown Derby?
Yeah, maybe
and
so.
And so it's like a real thing. And then I think they have the cartoons or characters
pictures.
On the wall. Mm-hmm. I've never eaten there.
You've never eaten there?
Never eaten
when
there.
When I was a little kid, I ate there the first time, and I ate there once as an adult. But it's a really good restaurant. I just never have a lot of time in Hollywood to be able to go sit down and have a nice meal there. But I, like I said, I'll go sit outside at that bar.
So, yeah. So, you have your five options over at Hollywood Studios. And so, those are our favorites. And I think the reservations reflect that. It is hard to get a reservation at sci-fi
and
50s.
Very hard.
So, jump on it early. Yes. Watch your app and try to get there. Mm-hmm. Get that as soon as you can. And so, with that said, we've got one more park left.
One more.
And so, it's Animal Kingdom. And bless Animal Kingdom. They've got four table service restaurants, Lori.
Four.
Just four.
I
and
know.
One Disney doesn't even own.
I know.
And so the four there, we've got Rainforest Cafe, Tiffin's, Tusker House, and Yak and Yeti.
Yes.
And so I've got my two favorites because they're the only two I've been to. Full disclosure by your
it's
host.
It's probably the same exact as mine because I know that you've been to both of them. So we're going to see which one comes one and two.
Well, you go first. What's number one for you, Lori?
Tusker House Restaurant for
okay.
breakfast.
Okay, well, not my for breakfast.
For breakfast. It's the only thing I've ever had there. But okay. And it was a relatively new time to eat there. I just ate there right before the pandemic, December 2019. Avery and I got off our plane, took Uber, and went straight there, and it was the most incredible experience.
So you took a plane from New Orleans mm-hmm. and made it to breakfast?
Yeah, I did.
I want to hear more
it
about
this. It was
an
early flight.
Okay, you're and like that I, first
and
we, in
it
the
was
morning.
And it was a later breakfast, maybe like 10:30, and we had to, that's why we took Uber. We sent all of our luggage on Magical Express, and we just had backpacks and stuff, and I just got a locker. So that it was very hard to do. Like, I had to run into the park. I had to rent a locker. We had to run. I had to go check in the Tusker House, run back and put the stuff in the locker, and then get back to Tusker House. So it was kind of a mess. But the breakfast was so good. Have you had breakfast there?
I have not.
Oh, it was so good. It was different. It wasn't like, and it wasn't odd different. It was just different. It was really good. And they have kid choices for breakfast, too. But it was really good. And the characters were really good.
And what characters do you meet there?
I met Mickey Mouse mm-hmm. and Donald. And I want to say Goofy.
I think Goofy and I think Daisy is there.
I think Daisy, too.
So I've been for lunch. And it is a buffet, you know, for lunch and breakfast. And it is a little bit different food. It's not your standard American fare.
Yeah, but
it does
breakfast was more American. That's why
Yeah, and so it is over in the Africa section of Animal Kingdom. And so so great theming in there.
And very hard to get reservation.
Yeah, and so they have that available. Mm-hmm. My number one at Animal Kingdom is the Rainforest Cafe. And Disney doesn't even own it, y'all. It's owned by, I believe, Landry's restaurants. Yeah. And the thing about Rainforest Cafe to me, first of all, the food is just very standard American. An Applebee's, Chili's type of thing. But the theming in there is so great. It's so appropriate for Animal Kingdom. I can't believe it wasn't built for Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I think it's a great choice. Now, I had a Rainforest Cafe years ago before I even went to the one in Disney World.
Really?
Yeah, in Dallas. And I thought it was incredible. And my little boy was maybe a year and a half old. So it was a really cool thing. So whenever I went to Animal Kingdom, Rainforest is one of there's not many to go to. So either we eat breakfast there. Have you ever had breakfast?
They serve breakfast.
Yeah. I know I always sound like an alcoholic talking about alcohol, but there's a lot of people that go to Disney looking for this because they need relaxing, but they have great alcoholic beverage choices for people. And they have really cool non-alcoholic beverage choices there too. Drink specials are cool.
Well, the last time you and I went there, I believe we ate at the bar.
Yeah, so, because it didn't start raining and we had to stop.
We did, and so me and you can speak fluently about the bar at Rainforest. Yeah. Can confirm the drink menu.
Yes.
And we love it there. So, was that your number
two? Yeah, that is my number two, because that's the only two table services I have set.
And you will be shocked to hear that Tusker House is my number two. So, me and Lori are really giving you great diversity of opinions here. We are just, but you know what? We've got consensus, and we stick by our recommendations.
Right.
But can we just speak to what we know about Tiffin's and Yak and Yeti?
I know that I've had so many clients request Yak and Yeti, and it's like a very hard reservation apparently to get. And I don't even know what kind of food it is.
I did pull it up. It's Asian fusion.
Oh, I don't want that.
And then Tiffin's is Indian.
And it's a very nice restaurant, Tiffin's, isn't it?
I think it's more upscale.
Yeah.
And Tiffin's is next to Avatar.
Yeah,
Pandora.
It looks like a nice restaurant to me.
It looks very nice, but I pulled up the menu because I was going to go on my last trip.
And you can't find anything?
Oh, no, I didn't find anything on the menu that I
looked. Yes, I'm saying. Oh, I don't think. I looked at it, too.
Yeah, and I was just, I looked at the menu. I was like, oh, this isn't going
But so many people are so well-cultured, unlike us, with the food. And that goes back to us having the best food in the whole world.
We do.
It's hard for us to go out of our nature. We like Cajun food.
Yes, we do.
So it's very hard for us to go other places. And, you know, which with us liking Cajun food, you would think we would like Tiffin's because it's kind of spicy. Indian food is really spicy.
Right. So, it's just different. And so, you know, we'll try to put that on our to-do list for y'all.
Animal Kingdom, for me, is just a hard part to have time to do a sit-down because it used to close always really early.
Right.
And it's never a full day park for me.
Nope.
So I always use that day to go to a restaurant at a hotel or Disney Springs. So I always try to do a breakfast there and then just do a dinner at night. So it's hard for me to do the other two restaurants.
I agree with that advice. I think that's good advice because I can't spend a whole day at Animal Kingdom, and I've tried.
Me too.
I've tried my hardest.
If you are, because there are people that think Animal Kingdom is the best park, that is their favorite. They have time. Like, if you are those people, try the other two restaurants, because I've heard incredible things. It's just not my taste.
Right. So, if you are a fan of Tiffin's and Yak and Yeti, reach out to us.
Yeah,
let us
know.
Tell us what's good. Tell us what to try. What are we missing there? We want to know. We want to hear about it. So, just to finish this off, you know, closing thoughts. The menus at all these table service restaurants do tend to be focused. They're not a lot of variety on the menu.
No.
They are... There's, you know, I've seen maybe at the most 7 or 8 entrees at most of these.
Right.
And that is so, especially when you're at the parks, you are in a hurry. You're trying to get to your next reservation or your next ride or whatever it is you're doing. And so the food does normally come out a little quicker.
Oh, fast.
It's a focused menu.
Yes.
Because you're only going to get one of these options, you know, one of the 7 or 8 options.
And all these menus are available on your app, so you can look at them while you're planning your vacation so you will know if you're going to like anything. Like if you're going to go to Tiffin's like Jeffrey and not be able to eat anything because they don't have any chicken nuggets, then you'll know that. So you can read the menus. You can read the breakfast, lunch, and dinner menus and make your ideas and do everything before you decide. So you're not there sitting like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to like anything.
And if you're just torn, my advice to you, get a park hopper and go eat at Epcot in one of their 20 restaurants.
Yes, because I mean...
I don't think you can go wrong.
I don't.
I don't think you can go... If you like a cuisine... Now, if you don't like, you know, German food or Moroccan food or something like that, then, you know, try a different country. But if you like that type of food, you will like what they have to serve there. I really believe that.
But I think that I do want to try all these places that I may not like the food.
Well, I will take pictures of it for you. How about that? I will go photograph it.
Yeah, maybe the Asian ones. I am not one to eat Asian food.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I've got to try some more places over at the Japan Pavilion.
Yeah, I love their... Oh, yeah. They have Teppan, huh?
Yeah.
You need to try Teppan because I book that a lot for people.
I need to try it. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to eat. So we're going to go work on finding some more restaurants. And we hope...
Let us know y'all's favorite.
Let us know your favorite. Online, on social media. And in the meantime, we're going to see what else we can find out about all this food. So it sounds like we have a lot more exploring to do, Lori.
Yep. So happy eating.
Happy eating. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.